HKX, mobile.
Patrick, N4ZLK, mobile.
Hey Shane, how's your day going?
Today, I'm headed back with my last trailer. I started about an hour and a half early this morning, though. One of my shippers had extra trailers, and they were ready this morning, so I came in early to take care of that.
Well, I guess that's good, but you're working late today. I don't know if y'all, do you get paid overtime for that?
Hour route. I get a guaranteed 10, even if I get off earlier, which happens maybe 30 minutes every day under normal conditions. But I am getting off a little earlier tonight, so I might just work 10, maybe 10 and a half hours today.
You know how they did that for y'all?
Glad I get the guarantee for sure.
As the weeks or days, I guess throughout the year, you're not quite as busy or didn't used to. Now that all this at-home shopping is going on, I'm sure y'all don't have a slow period.
Generally a slower time. The week of July 4th is our slowest volume-wise week of the year, but they are really good about cutting routes and keeping everybody pretty busy year-round. It may not be, you know, you don't need helpers during the summer, or at least the package guys don't. But they keep them still busy. Sometimes they work later in the summer hours than they do during Christmas.
They don't have the helper and they're doing it by themselves.
Helpers, but they also cut routes because the volume has dropped some. So they cut out extra routes that they put in during peak. And then they expect you to get more done.
Way do more with less, isn't it?
Work, but it's the way it's been. Yeah, I like the 10-hour routes because I work 4-10s, but you know, when I worked 5-8s, anything over 8 hours was overtime, so I feel like I lose overtime by doing it this way, but I get a day off. And if I have to work my day off, it's all overtime, so it all pans out.
Better work the 4-10s and have the extra day off.
I switched last week. The guy that has Fridays off, they went to Jamaica over Thanksgiving, so he asked me if I would work Monday, which is my day off, last week, and then he would work Friday. So I ended up having Friday and Monday off this past weekend, and that was like a little vacation.
That's just what I was going to say. That's like having a short vacation.
Pretty fast, but it was relaxing.
Found stuff to keep you busy.
Sunday we went down to Helen, Georgia. All our kids drove down there. But one of our daughters and her husband rode with us. We all met down there and spent the afternoon, evening, had a nice meal, enjoyed Christmas lights, had a good time together.
Down there, the wife and I have been talking about going down there and maybe spending the weekend.
They got a lot of good German food. Of course, they have some of the, you know, touristy type stuff, but it's going.
Better try this year, since it's just pretty much the two of us and that's it.
Too, and there's a lot of lodging down there too, on the off of the main street. They got a lot of places to rent.
Look into that and surprise her with it then.
It's pretty because it's all lit up, and then in October they've got a big Oktoberfest. If you're into that kind of thing, a lot of activities, it gets pretty crowded down there, I've heard.
I'll pass on that.
In the summer, too, when some of her family's visited, it's been nice. The food is really good. There's all kinds of places to eat.
That's something to look into, anyway. Like I said, we were planning on going down there before the pandemic hit, and then the pandemic hit, and we didn't get to go.
Down there now, it's really open. It's worth going. It wasn't that crowded Sunday, and I think because it was kind of rainy, I think that was probably part of it.
Spend enough oil to change the oil in your truck?
They had just enough, in fact. I haven't changed it yet, but I did find it. I appreciate that.
I'm trying to get out in traffic on 25 off of 290. But glad to help out any way I can.
The aisle, and I happened to see it, and they might have had a couple of quarts more or a couple of gallons more than I needed. But that was about the only brand they had. Everything else was wiped out.
For the shops I go to, we're talking about how hard it is to get oil, to do oil changes now.
I hope they can fill those shelves back up soon. I'm pulling back in the building here. Let me run. I'll be off here in a little bit if you'll be driving for a while. N4ZLK.
I'll be around for a little bit. I'm up, going up 25. I just passed 414. So I'll be around to the state line. Shane, you be careful, and if I don't talk to you again, have a good evening. KO4HKX, 73.
Hear you. N4ZLK.
HYC.
4HYC, I believe it was. This is KO4HKX. Patrick on this end.
Patrick, how you doing today? I thought I heard y'all in here, and I thought I'd speak a good evening to you there.
I'm doing good. I finished my day and making the long trip home now.
Up in the mouth. I heard that.
Per day.
Little. It started out with a bunch of rain this morning, but it turned out to be a pretty good day.
N02R saying we got an inch and a half of rain at his house. But today was beautiful. It couldn't ask for much better.
Yeah, I sewed up the blinds there, working on the 3D printer, and working on my GoBot, watching the day go by.
HKX, and you'll have to forgive me, I don't remember your name. Just like Shane I was just talking to. I remember that now.
The same way.
I've got a customer of mine that spells it the same way also. I seen it Monday and actually paid attention to it. Thought it was kind of odd to have three of you right here close together.
I looked it up on the internet to see how common it was or how uncommon it was, and it was pretty interesting.
Shane, I had to pass a truck here, so I had to pay attention to doing that. But yeah, it's pretty interesting when you get unique names like that, how you get a couple of you in the same place that you don't even know each other.
That is interesting there, sure enough. Yeah, you gotta be careful passing them large cars.
And I'm driving one of them myself. I gotta be real careful.
That's true.
Guy's problem was he kept speeding up and slowing down. I mean, he couldn't maintain a steady speed at all.
Pretty good in that thing.
3D printing you doing?
Right now I'm 3D printing an RC airplane.
Are you printing the whole airplane or just parts of it?
Airplane.
Doing your printing pieces and then putting them together to make the airplane, or that's going to be one big 3D printer?
Pieces there and putting carbon fiber rods and gluing it all together.
Too heavy?
The lightweight P and LA there. I'm using the light plastic there.
I'm just asking. I don't know nothing about either one of them, so just trying to get a little education.
Get it myself there. I thought it'd be interesting to do. So I bought me the entry model and figured out what I could do with it. And I said, that'd be interesting to do. So I figured it all out.
I've been looking into getting me one of those 3D printers also. But since I got into ham radio, it's kind of taking a back seat because all my funds are going that way.
Ain't too bad. Most people say the price and the power and all that. It's not too bad.
Designing that plane yourself, or did you buy the plans to do it?
My plan.
Flight. Oh, you got Shane and Patrick here.
How's it going?
Pretty good, making my way up the mountain.
I knew it was about 6:30, and I figured you were possibly on your way home. I thought Wednesdays were your shorter days. Is that correct or no?
They are, but after I had lunch with Chad and Chris today, I went to the shop and got hung up there with a contract sale, and it took a while to get it all done.
I did lunch with Chad and Chris. Where'd you end up meeting at?
Five Guys over in Easley.
I'm glad y'all got to connect. That must have been fun.
I had a good time. Lots of laughs, let's put it that way. But, Shane, what kind of 3D printer did you get?
I got the Ender 3, the small one.
Okay. Like I said, I've been looking into doing that a little bit myself, but I just haven't found the time to devote to it, much less the funds.
Oh, and like I said, I didn't know nothing about it, and I didn't want to spend $500, $600, $700 on a printer that I didn't know if I was going to enjoy it or not. So I just picked that one up and figured out I liked it, so I might get me a little bigger one.
Cool. I'm glad you got something you enjoy doing there. But when you get into designing them yourself, it might be a little different story, I guess.
Not that high-tech yet. But I have been messing around with Tinkercad there. It's just a little program where you can build your own stuff and everything. I've been messing around with it, but I don't have the hang of it yet.
To get is to get the experience, and sometimes that takes failing them a few times.
You learn when you mess up.
In here, Daniel.
I just was enjoying listening. I didn't want to interrupt your conversation, but yep, I'd love to get into that 3D printing as well. I just haven't been able to.
Well, I'm going to have to jump because I'm crossing the state line. And I'll lose you here shortly. So, Shane, Daniel, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. This is KO4HKX. You gentlemen have a good evening, and I will talk to you all down the log. KO4HKX, clear. 7-3.
KI4DTY.
Get you on down the log here. Enjoy the ride along there. KJ4HYC. Getting to that 3D print yet. Got some linear rails put on mine there. I'm gonna see how that works better than the rover.
For UAU.
Is that LK Mobile?
N4ZLK, KJ4UAU.
4UAU. Good evening, N4ZLK. My name is Shane.
The handle here is Arthur, and I am not mobile, but I am in Greenwood.
Good to meet you. Got a good signal up from Greenwood. I've been there a few times, just kind of passing through with work. so I know where you are. I know where Greenwood is.
I've got something going on with my radio that I'm trying to work through right now. So if my transmission drops out, it's not you. The push-to-talk button on my mic, I'm having to hold it down unreasonably hard to get it to transmit. So right now I'm just sort of working through that. Like I said, your signal's pretty good, too. Where are you at? Mobile.
Got on Whitehorse Road, Highway 25, up here at 85. I'm headed north on 25.
Well, where you are, my eye doctor is sort of up that way. So I have to come to Greenville every once in a while to get my eye pressure checked.
Grove Road near the hospital?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly. I know the way we go, we get off, we get on to 185, and then as soon as 185 runs slam out, we turn left, and you're right there at it.
Parallels Grove Road, I was just talking to you about, or I just mentioned, right there near the hospital. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
About the concept of a toll road, but I like it better than Whitehorse Road. Sometimes that can be kind of hair-raising for a little country boy down here in Greenwood. Hi, hi.
What you're talking about, the toll road, when they first built it, it did so poorly the state had to take over it, and I don't know how it does now. I think it gets a good amount of traffic, but not like what they were planning. In fact, I've grown up around here, and I purposefully don't take it just so I don't have to pay the toll, and you can skip it and still make it in about the same amount of time. The toll road doesn't really save you any time.
Traffic is it's worth it to me to pay. I'm willing to pay it since I do it like every 6 months. I'm willing to pay it just to skip the traffic. There was one morning I was going to the eye doctor and I got off because it looked like I was pushing the time limit on my visit, and traffic was really backed up, and I got off and shifted over, and yeah, it made me appreciate the toll road. But enough about that. It's interesting that people that have the most access to it, well, I mean, nobody's using it because there's never any traffic on it, and I can see, I wouldn't want to do it every day.
Way 85 has been backing up lately, and 385 has been having a lot more trouble too. If you needed to get from 85 over to Simpsonville or vice versa, and during rush hour traffic, it might be worth it. But normal time of the day, for me anyway, I know all the back roads. I know, in fact, we used to live in Simpsonville, not far from the where it comes out at 385, and the time to go to get on the toll road and go over to 85, or the time to drive up 385 and come back down 85 was about the same when the traffic is good. So I guess it's worth it sometimes.
Nothing about this repeater. Are you moving towards it or away from it?
Towards it. Actually, my house, I live about 5 miles as the crow flies below it, kind of just a little west of it, but in the South Carolina side.
I don't get on this repeater much. I just wanted to make sure that this microphone was working, so and I couldn't raise anybody on the Greenwood repeater.
Who do you have there? What kind of microphone is it?
Icom 2350 dual bander. But the microphone is not matched to it. It's a Nikon microphone, but but the only thing that really works on the microphone is the push to talk and the microphone. It's none of the keypad works or anything. It's wired for some other ICOM radio. ICOM, I like their equipment, but man, they really could have used a little bit of standardization on their 2 meter or dual band stuff. Because I've got an ID880 in the shack that has what looks to be exactly the same microphone I'm using now. But it's as soon as you plug it in, the push to talk is automatically engaged. So yeah, it's a mismatched compromise here.
I know you said you had to push it really hard, but everything else seems really good. And coming from Greenwood, I expect probably a little bit of noise on the signal, but it's not bad at all. You're very readable.
It's a dirty push-to-talk relay inside the microphone. Shane, I got to run. The doorbell just rang. But thanks for the signal report and 73s. Have a good one. And I've completely forgotten your call sign, but the FCC says I only have to remember one. So this is KJ4UAU saying 73s.
Miles, more important. You have a good evening. Very nice to meet you and nice to talk to you. KJ4UAU and 4ZLK mobile.
Okay. Short-term memory is not too bad. It's just a little longer. It wears out. 73s, man.
And 4ZLK.